Dear people, many years ago I received a letter from Bob Jones that the Lord had given me a gift to heal people's minds and vision. I immediately put this gift to work by praying for people's minds and saw some miraculous results. However, I did not keep pursuing and developing this gift in me. When the Lord gave us a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit River some years ago, this gift was immediately activated in me. Not only did I begin to pray for minds and visions again, but I also became a student of what the Bible says about our mind so I could use the gift more effectively. If I had to sum up in one sentence what I have learned over the past few years about the mind, it is that the Bible considers thoughts, ideas, and imagination as a real and living power. 2 years ago, I had a short open vision in which I saw into the spiritual realm. I saw what I knew to be the thoughts of the Lord, Jeremiah 29:11. His thoughts appeared in a geometric pattern and had a feeling of pure love around them. Unlike us, he does not think linearly. I saw multiple thoughts coming from him at one time. I saw thoughts of healing, miracles, resurrections, revival, and a desire for the care of the perishing. I also saw other thoughts that had to do with natural science and economy. Last year, I had a dream in which I saw the thoughts of the enemy. In the dream, the spiritual world was open to me and I could see both angels and demons. I felt safe in the dream as I saw a warlike angel who I knew was there to protect me. I saw many demons and one of them came right in front of me, inches away, and I could see that it was made up of a tightly woven pattern of dark substance that had the appearance of fishing line. I knew these were thought patterns from hell that this demon was trying to put into my mind. I knew these thoughts had the power to bind and imprison me. Every thought that we have in our mind has the potential to transform our lives, the lives of people, and even the course of nations. When we allow a thought into our mind, we are actually allowing a pattern of thinking into our mind. That is how the Lord transforms our lives, and it is how the enemy builds strongholds in our minds and destroys our lives. I read the following story in God's Little Devotional Bible that so clearly illustrates this. As a teen, Megan arrived home from school just in time to watch an hour of soap operas before doing her homework. She enjoyed the escape into the TV world and wasn't really aware that the programs were creating in her an inordinate amount of sexual curiosity. Over the months and years of watching her soaps, Megan's perspective on life shifted. She began to think, relationships don't need to be pure, and in fact, the impure ones seem more exciting. Fidelity doesn't matter, as long as a person is happy. As a college student, Megan found it easy to participate in one-night stands. Then, after a short marriage ended in catastrophe as a result of her infidelity, she sought help from a counselor. At the outset, it was difficult for the counselor to understand why Megan had engaged in extramarital affairs. As far as her public behavior was concerned, she had been a model teenager at home, at church, and at school. Finally, the counselor discovered the source of temptation that drove Megan to participate in her hidden life. What we see on TV inevitably becomes a part of our memory bank, becoming background information for justifying our behavior. If what you see isn't what you want to do, then change what you see. The Bible tells of a time when the serpent will open his mouth and water will pour out in order to cause a flood to sweep away the righteous. Revelation 12:15. This is happening right now. There is a flood of thoughts, ideas, and imaginations from Satan currently being poured out in the earth. We are living in a time where the media, such as the internet, wireless phones, movies, and TV, has readily made available this flood of filth. That doesn't mean the media is wicked. It means the enemy is using the media to destroy lives and the future of nations. Many of our young people are being programmed right now for their future destruction. But God has a plan. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.